ti. Aç. सतगुरु वार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे ही मैं वतन में पहुंच तो वतन में आज तो नजारा बहुत सुंदर, बाबा खड़े हैं और बाबा के पास बहुत से बच्चे ऐसे बैठे हुए थे बाप के स्नेह में खोए हुए, और बाबा भी सबको प्यार की दृष्टि,
बाबा टू वाज गिविंग एवरीवन लविंग दृष्टि।
लगता था कि बाप और बच्चों का मिलन है।
It appeared to be a lovely meeting of the father and the children, and the father was also sharing teachings in the form of the teacher. Teacher was guiding everyone. Baba then told the children, are you able to apply a full stop to the drama? And all the children said, yes Baba, it's very easy to apply the full stop. So a piece of paper appeared in front of each child and Baba said, you have to apply a full stop on this. So everyone started to do that. But as for some their full stop was like the globe, for some the full stop was going around in circles and going into expansion. So the children were surprised to see this. Baba said to apply the full stop, but what's happening? Why is it so different for each child? So the children started smiling, and then in another direction he saw beautifully designed images, pictures. Baba said, look at these pictures, these images closely. So according to each one's inner stage, these images were changing. For some it was a small wall, some a larger wall, some a door appeared, for some there was a lock on the door. And then in the third direction, there were many, many blessings set up. There was a garland of blessings. But as the children were looking closer at the garland of blessings, the garland was breaking up and the blessings were separating out. Baba looked at all of this and then said, look at what the children are doing. So I asked Baba, why is all this happening? Baba then explained, whenever a situation or circumstance comes in front of the children, they do apply the full stop. However, they think too much about the situation and they keep talking about the situation. And so that situation keeps returning to them in different forms, in larger forms. Because they've spoken about the situation extensively, it becomes a bigger situation. Secondly, Baba said, the children are doing a lot of service, but along with that, there is the consciousness of I, the arrogance of I. And because of that, they continue to talk about a lot of what service they are doing. The arrogance of I makes these walls of I and me, all these walls of arrogance appear. Because they're not able to understand the situation, because of the arrogance of I, it's as though there's a lock on the gate of their intellect. Thirdly, Baba said, the father has bestowed so many blessings on the children, but even now, there are some children They are still under the influence of other people, they are still looking out for external name and appreciation. So on one hand, Baba is garlanding the children with blessings, but they are not able to put those blessings to good use. Because of the external influences, Maya makes all these blessings scatter and disappear. So even though they have the blessings with them, the children are not able to use them at the right time. When you apply the full stop, you have to stabilize yourself in that stage and not keep thinking about what situations are happening. It is the father's task. He's the one who is enabling all these tasks to take place. You, Baba, has made you the instrument. So the more you have the consciousness of being an instrument and you do service, you'll be able to receive Baba's help. No matter what situation comes in front of you, even though it comes up as large walls in front of you or obstructions, you'll be able to cross over in a very light stage. The more with the consciousness of being an instrument, your intellect will be very clear and you'll be able to carry out your tasks easily. The father has filled the children up with so many blessings. Baba decorates the children every day with blessings. So become the embodiment of those blessings. Stabilize yourself in those blessings. And then all the external attractions that pull the children, pull the intellect, you'll be able to distance yourself from all those attractions. And you'll experience yourself to be that embodiment of the blessing. You'll be able to share those blessings with others and enable them to have or experience the father's company. The children again appeared in front of Baba. Baba then again told the children, try applying the full stop again. And again, now when they did it in the right way, it was as though just very powerful light spread in all four directions and a beautiful atmosphere was created. And then within all those beautiful designed images, Baba showed glimpses of the future world. Baba had also seated everyone in the father's lap and he was decorating the children with blessings, so the children were also visualizing their own future form. Baba said, you are the children who are going to glorify the father. You are those dearly beloved deities who are fulfilling the desires of all the devotees. So Baba is very happy to see these children. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba fed each child the bhog himself and then said, each child is doing good effort, they are ahead of each other in making efforts, but now stabilize yourself in that point form. Remember that it's the father's task, he's the one carrying out this service. So then, and lastly, continue to experience the blessings that you're receiving from the father. Then you'll easily be able to reveal or glorify the father in the world. Baba then gave remembrance to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti. Everyone will please come up for nectar.